This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Noel and Chuang. Let's get a quick look at how the Bursa is looking at this moment.
Well, the benchmark is still lower, and I think lower than at 901. It's down by 0.6% to 1539, call it 1540. And of course, it's led by big caps like Top Glove at 298, DNEX at 79 cents, MyEG at 88 cents, all down. Supermax at 253, down 2%. And of course, Maybank is at 827, the only marginal riser at 824.
All right. We are turning our attention now to the consumer sector, which is known to be resilient to withstand lockdown headwinds because people always need essentials. So how did consumer stocks perform in the last quarter? Were there any surprises? And what can we take away from the last earnings season? For an outlook on this, we have Shifa Mahsuri Ismail, equity research analyst from Hong Leong Investment Bank. Good morning, Shifa. Thanks for speaking with us. As we move into recovery and the endemic phase, when do you expect full recovery and which consumer companies do you expect to recover the fastest and the slowest?
Right. So with the encouraging vaccination rate and further easing of restrictions for fully vaccinated individuals, we expect some pent-up demand, especially during the tail end of 2021, when the targeted herd immunity has been reached. On the ground itself, we can see recovery slowly kicking in with fully vaccinated people exercising some freedom, being out again for dining and shopping. And at least in Klang Valley, the road traffic seems to be back to normal right now. So on this backdrop, we are more bullish on our retail players to benefit from the recovery. We think Mr. DIY would recover the fastest. We understand that sales have rebounded progressively from the low in June when phase one restrictions first implemented. Additionally, with the entrenched network of stores across Malaysia, we gather that they are poised as a major proxy to capitalize on the recovery in consumer spending. While on another side of the spectrum, we think poultry player QR Resources to see slowest recovery. Despite the resilient demand for its frozen food products under the Marine Products Manufacturing Division, we understand that selling volume is expected to remain weak on the back of seasonal factor of low fish landing cycle. Note that this marine product segment made up 62% of its profit before tax in the last FY21 results. Furthermore, we expect the outlook to remain challenging with the supply chain disruptions that continue to add strains for the group.
Which company has been the most and least resilient?
For the most resilient and the coverage, we see Nestle is holding up pretty well. Their first half 21 earnings recorded an increase of 8% as compared to the same period last year. Thanks to its popular staple offerings like Maggi, Nescafe and KitKat, they have experienced higher domestic sales despite some pullback from the export market. As for the worst hit, the biscuit manufacturer Hastings Industries recorded a grim result of the lowest average sales in 5 years, which in turn chalked in 27% decline in bottom line in first half 21. They were greatly impacted by the elevated CPO prices that makes up 40% of the group's raw material costs.
Yeah, Chief, what do you expect to see from the 12th Malaysia Plan and also Budget 2022 that will benefit the consumer sector?
Right. So for the Budget 2022 that's scheduled to be tabled at Parliament on 29th of October, we expect a combination of pro-growth and inclusive agenda in ensuring a sustainable economic recovery from the crisis. We opine that targeted fiscal support will continue to be extended to protect vulnerable segments of the societies and businesses, especially in sectors worst hit by the pandemic, which include our retail sectors. This further continual of handouts will help boost the disposable income and improve consumer spending and sentiment moving forward. Additionally, we also expect effort to help generate new job opportunities will continue to be prioritized. This is to ensure that employment rate remain controllable and in turn will boost the labor market that will spur the private consumption. That said, in general sense, we expect continuing programs to support and spur recovery for both societies and businesses will still be the central theme in line with the gradual reopening of the economy.
So looking back at this past earnings season, how did the consumer sector do in general? Were there any surprises on the upside?
For the recent reported results of second quarter 21, it's sort of a mixed bag for the companies under our coverage. Major surprise on the upside was Berjaya Food that recorded margin expansion from cost-saving initiative that they've been embarking. We are greatly encouraged by the group performance despite the operating challenges with the onset of restrictions. We are positive on Starbucks, which continued to grow via new outlet openings and higher sales from active promotions and introduction of innovative products. While on the flip side, QL resources came in below our expectations on the back of declining operating profit contributions due to lower selling volume and elevated feed costs. As mentioned earlier, we think QL will continue to face multiple challenges on this front.
What is your call on the consumer sector and top picks?
So overall, we have a neutral rating for consumer sector as we expect to see varying decrease of recoveries across our coverage. Two names under our topics are Mr. DIY and Focus Point. We have buy call for Mr. DIY. This is premised on its robust our expansion that will be the catalyst for the group growth moving forward. They are also a sole large cap player that offer exposure to Malaysia's untapped home improvement market that provides stable and non-cyclical product offerings to consumers. Secondly, we have bullish view on Focus Point with a buy call. Their relatively inelastic demand from the optical business is expected to recover with the return in footfall traffic. In addition to that, the FMB segment, which supply big products to their own retail Kamugi and other convenience stores and cafes, would provide the earning boost moving forward. It is worth highlighting that this FMB segment registered better revenue growth of 96% year on year. The group is also in the midst of expanding their Street Shop Kamugi store, and we view this strategy positively as consumers tend to gravitate towards easy access store in residential area as compared to the crowded shopping spaces. We remain confident with Focus Point's scalable business model as we reckon that both optical and F&B segments are able to ramp up fully once operating conditions normalize.
Thanks very much, Shifa, for your comments. That was Shifa Mahsuri Ismail, equity research analyst from Hong Leong Investment Bank, giving us a look at the consumer sector.
Well, of course, she also mentioned Mr. DIY, which is running right now trading at RM3.91. Very thin volume, about 72,000 shares changing hands. Top Glove this morning, below $3, $2.97, actually down 9 cents, 7.25 million shares changing hands. The street is quite mixed on Top Glove, 6 buys, 12 holds, 4 sells. With a blended return potential, albeit of 25%.
EFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.